Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at each life path number, the forecast for the full moon that will be occurring on December 26, 2023. Before we get into the forecast, this, of course, is a general reading. If you would like a personalized reading or your year ahead forecast, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below, and I would love to work with you and take a look. All right, let's go ahead and dive in. Life path number 9. So this full moon is a doozy. So for you all, it's bringing up your own energy of the 9. Is also, you're going to be working with the energy of Walrus, and I'll talk about that. But let's talk about this full moon. So we're all going to be working with this energy. So we have the full moon, which is oftentimes associated with completion, culmination, things coming to fruition, closing something out, releasing something, or our attention being like, you know, some kind of awareness being brought to our attention, some deeper awareness, right? Being the light being shown on that. This full moon is happening in the sign of Cancer. So there's an emotional sort of sensitive energy associated with this. So a deeper sensitivity, a deeper, some kind of emotional maturity that's needed around this time. And then we're also in a Mercury retrograde. So there's some kind of review, reflection that needs to occur, readdressing something from the past potentially coming in that needs our attention or needs to be, you know, addressed and closed out. So that's very possible as well. Any of those themes can come up for anybody because those are the collective sort of energies. But for you all, working with your own energy, and working with Walrus, which I'll talk about in a second, what really is coming up is honestly empathy, compassion, and grace, as well as forgiveness for yourself. And what do I mean by that? What I mean is taking this opportunity when we're working with this sort of revision type of energy with Mercury retrograde and this full moon, and having, you know, taking this time and looking over the past year. Because this is the last full moon of 2023, looking over the last year and really being very honest with yourself and seeing where is it that you might have done things differently? Where is it that maybe you could have made better choices? Where is it that you could have maybe shown up in a way that was sort of a higher octave, more aligned with your soul and your heart center? Where is it that you didn't show up in a way that you felt called to show up because of fear or self-sabotaging or whatever the case may be? Where is it that maybe you overly sacrificed and feel resentment towards that? Where is it that maybe there was an opportunity that arose and you lack the confidence to go after that opportunity? All of these things, I think these could come up for review at this time. And this isn't to beat yourself up. This isn't to sort of wallow in regret and get stuck there or get stuck in the past or, again, find ways to tell yourself how you're a failure and you could have done better. That's not what this is about. It's more about looking at those areas over the past year, whether it's with relationships, with career, with your own self-worth, self-belief system, whatever the case may be. Taking a look at those things, seeing how you might have done things differently, taking note of that, and then giving yourself grace, forgiving yourself for, you know, understanding that you made the best decision that you could make in that moment. And knowing what you know now, maybe you would make a different decision. But that doesn't mean that the decision that you made in the past was wrong. It just means that was what was best for you in that moment. And so I do think that this can be a great opportunity to really take some time with self. Because, you know, the 9 energy is often, you know, when it's in its higher octave, it's very much focused on others. It's very much the humanitarian of being in service, of helping others and uplift, empower, inspire others, etc. And so it can be easy for the 9, especially when you're in this energy, to take the time to reflect on self and see where is it that you're being just so hard on yourself, that you're holding yourself back, right? Where is it that you have such high expectations for yourself that it's actually impeding your progression forward. So I do think that this is a time to be really gentle with yourself and to really, again, you know, not avoid those situations, especially if they surface for you that happened in the past that maybe you could have showed up differently. You could have been more compassionate, more empathetic, more non-judgmental, whatever. But give yourself grace for that. Acknowledge it, hold the awareness, and give yourself compassion and grace and forgiveness for yourself. You know, sometimes the greatest expectations we put out there are on ourselves. And so where is it that you can have high standards, but not such high expectations of yourself, where you can know that, you know, what you're doing is enough, what you're giving is enough. And if it's not, you'll feel that pressure. You'll face those challenges to understand where it is that you can make some modifications. So I definitely feel like with all of this big energy coming on here, there's something about really being very gentle with yourself, but also very honest with yourself. So merging those two energies, honesty and empathy, right? And grace. Now, it's interesting because with walrus energy coming through, there's definitely something here about seeing things very clearly. And I think that's what I mean by the honesty, right? It's like being very honest with yourself about what is it that you could have done differently? How is it that you could have showed up in a different way? What is it that you really wanted to say yes to but said no to out of fear? And how can you work through that? So I think there's definitely some seeing things with clarity or true seeing that could come through at this full moon where those aha moments come in like epiphanies. And then what are you going to do with those epiphanies? Also, there is this energy with walrus energy to say, be careful about escapism. The nine energy is typically a very spiritual or very spiritually connected energy. There's a sort of an open channel. I mean, we all have it, but the nine is very, very tuned in, right? It's an old soul type of energy. It's very connected to the ethereal, to the spiritual, to a higher consciousness, to its own higher consciousness, right? And so it can be easy for the nine to sort of escape this very physical human experience, because often for a nine, this can be a very daunting journey. So it's easier to escape into spirituality, escape into meditation, escape into the things that feel really, really good, so that we don't have to really sit with or be in this very human experience in our very physical body. So just be really careful about that, that you're not using meditation, that you're not using spirituality or divination or whatever to escape the reality that is happening right now. Because as a nine, you are absolutely meant to be in your physical body, having this very human experience and incorporating your very spiritual, tuned in higher consciousness side of yourself in that experience. So just be careful about, you know, when things get too challenging or too emotionally overwhelming or et cetera, just be careful you're not using like a divination tool or meditation or self-soothing or spirituality to escape the very human experience. Sex, drugs, or rock and roll to escape the very human experience. Come back to the human experience and continue to find ways to move through it that feel good and that feel healthy. And then you won't want to try to escape it. And of course, this is a general reading. It's not for everyone. But if that resonates for you, then it was meant for you. And so just continue to find ways to come back into your body and be very present. This is a lifetime for all of us, but to be very present, but especially for nines, to be very present. To really learn and expand and grow and evolve in the way that the soul wants to in this human experience. So very interesting energies for you all. I think it's always very interesting energies for nines. But yeah, this has the potential to be very powerful. But what I would say is, again, have compassion, grace, understanding, forgiveness for yourself. This is a big energy at this time for that. All right. I hope it's a beautiful full moon. I hope you have a wonderful holiday season, and I will see you again soon. Take care. Bye for now.